Proclamation number 7654 of 24th of July, 1960. Ray Banishment, an Act of Justice. Hear my words. I want you to return to me, to become blessed again as it was in the beginning. But this is not decided by my will alone. Your free will must also desire and strive for the same. You, too, must want to stay with me again in order to be able to enjoy the happiness of union in my presence. As long as you don't muster this will, your fate will be wretched, regardless of whether you live on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond, for my will alone cannot release you from it. Otherwise you will remain bound creatures which were once freely created in my image. And so that you now direct your will correctly, so that you strive towards me in free will, earthly life as a human being was given to you. And you should now also make good use of it. You should only take care of your soul's salvation. My infinite love longs for you, who is still far away from me, and this longing for love will not stop until you have become my own. And my love tries everything to motivate your free will to turn to me, because then the return to me is also guaranteed. Because then I myself will seize you and be able to draw you to me, and once then the unification will take place, which is the aim of your earthly progress as a human being. But there are limits to you. Your earthly course will soon be over, even if you are not called away prematurely. But the time is only short. Then every person will lose his earthly life who does not already belong to my own. Who has not yet striven for or entered into union with me. And then a bad fate awaits the latter. Then the will has failed, and then the distance from me increases, for people sink irrevocably into the abyss who have not returned to me by the appointed time as was their destiny. My love for you humans is boundless, and I will truly still do everything in order to save you from this downfall. But I will always respect your free will, because I cannot act otherwise according to eternal law. For my love can only work where it does not meet with resistance. But a will turned away from me is resistance which sets limits to my activity of love. And I don't break this by force but respect it, even if the being then falls back into the abyss, because this is then its own will. Therefore, don't think that those people will be wronged if I don't stop the end, if my plan of salvation unfolds as it was determined in my love and wisdom. Don't feel sorry for people who don't want to become blessed themselves, for so many graces have been bestowed upon all of them, and I will still bestow my graces until the end, and everyone could still change, because it is completely up to him how he directs his will. Everyone will still be showered with graces, everyone will be made easy, for I truly try everything and I don't demand anything impossible from people. They could all still find their way to me, for the time would suffice for the change of will, even if it is still so short. But like the will, so is the lot. They will not be unjustly considered, because my infinite love truly applies to every creature, and I want to regain every creature before the end. And thus I create new possibilities again for the spiritual being, which fails as a human being, in order to be able to reach the final aim one day after all. The union with me. With me. But the human being who fails delays his return to me again for eternal times, and he has to suffer immeasurable torment for his wrong will because he misuses it again. Yet he has chosen his state himself, He has approached the abyss himself despite constant admonitions and warnings. And to release him from it again will be my constant endeavor, because my love will not diminish and will also follow the fallen one into the abyss, so that it will one day find its way to me after all, so that it will one day return to its father's house after all. Amen.